This probably isn't going to be any shock to you, but your enemy, the devil, does not want you to be experiencing the freedom that Jesus came to bring you. Now, let's not get confused about this. He's happy for you to know about that freedom in a vague sort of way. He's even happy for you to see other people living in God's freedom. That's not a bad thing from his perspective, but he definitely, definitely does not want you experiencing God's freedom. Because you see, here's the thing. If freedom, God's freedom, is something out there, something that's a great theory, something that preachers preach about, something that a handful of super Christians out there can maybe have, but something that is quite simply, completely, and utterly unattainable for you, then he knows he has you. And let me tell you, there are a lot of so-called Christians in that very boat. They know about freedom. They've seen others apparently living in freedom, but it just doesn't seem as though it's ever going to happen in their lives. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Discipline yourselves, keep alert, like a roaring lion, your adversary the devil prowls around, looking for someone to devour. It's a powerful picture, isn't it? And deliberately so. In the book of Job, we're told in Job chapter 1, verse 7, that the Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" And Satan answered the Lord, "From going to and fro on the earth and from walking up and down in it." So there he is, prowling around, walking up and down, just waiting to attack someone who is weak in their faith, someone who doubts the promises of God, someone who's come to the conclusion that the freedom they've heard about probably isn't for them. It's just never going to happen. Just like the lions in the wild, he'll pick on the weakest victim and take them down to devour them. But, and this is a big but, this is what God says about that. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. The Son of God was revealed for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. So when you feel powerless, when you feel weak, when you feel as though the devil is on your case, man, have I got some good news for you today. This Jesus, in whom you believe, is right there next to you, in fact, in you, to destroy the works of the devil on your behalf. In your weakness, in your doubt, in your failings, all you need to do is to turn to him, to ask him, to look at him, and he will send the devil packing. He will breathe his freedom into your heart by his Spirit. He will stand for you. He will protect you. It's just what Jesus does. And there you have it, God's word, fresh for you today.